This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week began with President Obama giving two of the Detroit Three a deadline to restructure. Chrysler has 30 days to strike a deal with Fiat. The ultimatum for General Motors: work out a viable business plan in 60 days or face bankruptcy.
And GM has a new CEO to try to get the job done after Rick Wagoner was forced out by the Obama administration. Fritz Henderson, a longtime GM executive, is in his fifth day on the job as CEO. He joins us from Detroit. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
Mr. Henderson, you are a company insider. You worked alongside Rick Wagoner for many years. What are you willing to do to restructure GM that he was not?
Well, Melissa, I've been with the company 25 years, worked around the globe for General Motors in virtually all of our operations. The plan that we presented on February 17th was comprehensive in many respects, but what the Treasury indicated, the task force indicated, is we need to go deeper, we need to go faster. And so we do know exactly what that is, and that's exactly what we're going to go about doing.
But if you know exactly what it is, I mean, as you say, you've been there for a long time. Why is it taking a gun to the head of GM to figure out what needs to be done with your company?
Well, listen, in the end, we laid out what we thought the market expectations were. We took some very aggressive actions in that plan. In truth, though, the conclusion reached by the task force was even achievement of that would not necessarily make us viable, given certainly the environment we're facing. We need to go further.
Well, let's talk about those bondholders. You want to unload about $27 billion in unsecured debt. What's your message to GM's bondholders, especially to the holdouts who are saying, look, the pennies on the dollar that you're offering just won't fly?
I guess, Melissa, what I would say is when you look at the criteria established for us by the task force, we need substantial reductions in the level of indebtedness of the company for us to be competitive going forward. There was support for working together in the next 60 days to try to get that done out of court. But if we're not successful getting it done out of court, we're going to need to do it in court.
So is the threat of bankruptcy the pressure point on these bondholders? In other words, telling them, look, however bad you think this deal is, if we end up in bankruptcy court, you're going to get even less.
Well, clearly a bankruptcy process still is not our preferred approach, but given what we have to accomplish, it's certainly more probable today. And so, you know, we're going to go about the task of getting to a healthy balance sheet so we can be competitive and viable.
What about the message to the union, to the United Auto Workers? You're trying to carve away billions of dollars in legacy costs for pensions and health benefits for retirees. They're not going to like that. What do you tell them?
Well, in terms of like, I guess I would step back and say the situation we find ourselves in is one of significant sacrifice from all parties. We have had tremendous support from the UAW, from our people, from suppliers, from dealers, from many parties that are important to GM's future. Simple truth is we need to do more. We need to go deeper, faster, to try to bring everybody to the table to get that done.
And does that involve changing the mix of vehicles, getting away from the reliance on SUVs, trucks, minivans, going to smaller, fuel-efficient cars?
The consumer is going to determine where you go. Fuel prices over time are likely to rise, and it's our job to make sure that every entry in our lineup, whether it's a small car all the way to a pickup or an SUV, one, can have segment-leading fuel economy or be highly competitive, and two, each entry in our portfolio needs to generate profit across the lineup and not be so reliant for profitability on pickups and SUVs going forward.
When you have talks with bondholders, with the UAW, how involved is the government's task force on those?
The work that has been done with the government up to now, let's say up to March 31st, they got up to speed very fast over a 6 to 7 week time frame. We now shift, I think, gears to a different phase where we're working with the various constituencies, whether it's UAW, whether it's bondholders or others, to try to reach these our tasks or our benchmarks. And I would anticipate that we'll have more interactive involvement with the task force as part of that.
And as CEO of GM, you're comfortable with federal authorities sitting in on those meetings, helping with these negotiations, maybe contradicting what you're saying?
Melissa, the day we needed and asked for support from the taxpayer, that brings with it clear responsibilities for transparency and for doing not only what's in the best interest of the corporation, but to protect the taxpayer. So the fact that the task force is alongside us is part of what comes with that deal. We'll be very open as to what we're doing. If they think we need to do something different, they'll tell us. Otherwise, I would expect they'll support what we're trying to get accomplished.
It does seem like a pretty dramatic shift in what you must be used to as an executive in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it is. But, you know, you have to adapt to the situation you find yourself in. It's remarkable how challenging the circumstances have been. it's what's also equally remarkable is the openness and the willingness of the various parties to come to the table to try to fix General Motors. We're appreciative of, for example, what President Obama indicated earlier this week, where he talked about the fact that General Motors can and will be viable, but it needs to take further steps.
Mr. Henderson, I wonder if you could describe a bit for us that meeting last weekend in Washington when Rick Wagner was called in to meet with the head of the government's auto task force, Steve Rattner. Then Rick Wagner came out, told you that he was out and you were in. Had you anticipated that he would be removed?
No.
And what was your reaction when you heard him tell you that he was?
You might imagine it was a really tough day. Tough day for me, tough day for Ray Young, who was with me there, our CFO, and Rick, because all of us have worked for Rick and have enormous respect for him. But with Rick, it was always about the company, and he agreed to step aside. Myself, looking forward, I appreciate the support not only of Rick for me moving into the job, but the task force as well as our own board of directors. So I'm proud to be in this job. I know the company well, and we're gonna get through this.
We've been talking with Fritz Henderson, the new CEO of General Motors. He spoke with us from Detroit. Mr. Henderson, thanks very much.
Melissa, thank you.